Hi, this is
Hi.
Abigail from Family First Care. Who's calling, please?
Yes, this is Denise Shields. Abigail, we spoke yesterday regarding Terrence Shields.
Okay, yes, of course. Just hold a minute,
Yes,
please.
sure.
Okay, hi, how are you?
I'm good. I did speak to someone yesterday.
Yeah.
Let me see. It was Maya, I think, from where is it? I don't know. But whatever number you gave me. So according to her, I had to send her back. She needed some information. So I did do that. And they said something about calling today between 2 and 4. So I don't know if they're, I guess I didn't really get a specific appointment. But then someone else, I think it was her, or was it through your office? They, wait a minute. It was through, what's that P something?
PAIB.
Oh, PAIEB. Yeah, was that from you or somebody called? I mean,
No,
I think it was the
PAIB
medic.
Maximus. Yeah, that's them. That's the number I gave you.
Okay, they sent me something yesterday, and I was able to access it this morning. They told me that, and I got the letter that he was denied services. He was determined September 8th that he wasn't eligible and that he could appeal, but he never appealed. And I don't know what to do with this. This was supposed to
So,
be done back to them by the 8th of October, which he never
I'm
did.
assuming you were going through, he was going through another agency at that time. Does that make sense?
Okay. I
Like
guess it
he.
says you apply for services in the home or community through the Department of Human Services.
Right. So
This
he applied. I'm assuming they had the assessment and they didn't approve him for whatever reason. They didn't think he was physically or
right. I think it
financially
was.
approved. But yesterday I spoke with you. I asked you about his income and about the
Right.
home, if he owns anything and if he has any assets over $8,000, correct?
No, he doesn't have that. Just
He
that
doesn't have any
trailer.
of that.
No,
Okay,
and I
so
think the trailer is worth 8,000, I think.
if the trailer is worth $8,000.
I think, or below. He said he thinks it might be worth it. He doesn't know for sure. But that's all he has, is that. His income a month is not, it's way below 2,900. I don't know the exact amount. But I think he was denied because of the doctor.
Right, probably because he wasn't physically approved. We did now scheduled with the telehealth company to fill out a new form, so it could be now they'll approve you with this doctor's form.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm hoping they call today. We'll see.
Who will call?
The doctor. They said.
So the doctor, when did you schedule for?
Well, she said that they would call tomorrow between
Yes. Right.
two to
Yeah.
four. Okay. So
Yeah, it
I'm
looks like she's
assuming
gonna
it
call
was,
at 2.
yeah, the doctor and, you know,
Yeah,
so.
so and then what did when you called the broker, she told you what did she tell you?
Well, she just asked me for some
She said the case
information,
was
like his
denied.
medication. Well, I think she said his other he was denied in October. Someone sent me this email, this P it's it was from that you know, what did I tell you, PAIB or P whatever that is. TAIEB. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's who it came from. So they had the letter, but she's still going through with this thing today. That's what it sounded like to me with the doctor visit over the phone.
Okay, just a second, please. Okay, so I would suggest calling Maximus back today, calling the brokers, and asking them where to go from here because we're trying to get a new, and if you weren't approved by the doctor, you're getting a new form filled out.
Yes,
And
that's what it sounds like. I don't know.
Try to see what the reason why they weren't, why he wasn't approved.
It says, let me see, determination. Our doctor reviewed both the physician certification form that your doctor sent to us, your answers to the questions on the functional eligibility determination, and any other information that you gave us. Our doctor decided that you do not need help with daily activities such as bathing, getting dressed, cooking, or getting meals ready.
And does he need those things from a caregiver?
I would say he needs stuff, something. He doesn't get out. And his, you know, he has a hard time walking, but you know, that's my determination. I don't know what they'll determine. I mean, he's got like sores all over his legs, like, and swollen. I mean, he really
Yeah, I
needs
would
to go
say
back to the doctor.
it's definitely worth a try. Let's see how this phone
Visit
call
goes this
goes at 2 o'clock.
afternoon. Okay.
Yeah. And then I would suggest calling the broker back and telling them, spoke with the doctor again, you got a new form and you want to try to reapply because you Terrence needs services, and then see what they say.
Okay. All right. We'll
Okay.
go from there. Should I call you and let you know how it goes, or?
So I'm not going to be in after 2 o'clock today, but I'll call you back
Okay.
on Monday. You can
Okay.
text me after that phone call to see.
Okay.
Maybe they can, you can ask them on the phone also if the doctor thinks he'll be approved, and then you can text
Okay.
me with what they say,
What they
and then I'm
say.
going to
And he
call you.
hasn't been to his doctor either since the summer was the last time I took him. So he could, you
So,
know, do they contact his doctor too?
no. So, no. The doctor that's calling you today is from the telehealth company. It's not his
Oh.
doctor.
But it sounded
But
like this letter, they talked to his doctor also.
so
I
I'm
don't
not
know.
sure about that because that was in September before we even
Yeah,
spoke
that
with
was
you.
September. Yeah.
Maybe you can ask Terence if he was applying through another agency. Maybe he can give you more clarity on that.
He probably doesn't even know. He probably doesn't even know.
Could it be
Anyway.
that his caregiver, I see his assigned caregiver here is Denise Shields.
Yes, that's me. But I just that all just happened.
Oh, yes, that's you. Sorry.
Yeah, that's me.
So,
Oh, it was through senior. It looks like his caseworker that came out to see him was through Senior Community Services. I don't know. I don't know
when did
if
he
that's the
come?
that was September or August, and then the letter, it was denied in September. I'm trying to see if anybody signed the letter, but it doesn't look
Okay,
like
so
it.
maybe ask Taran, see how this this phone call goes later, and then text me to let me know. I would say after the
All
phone
right,
call,
I will.
You should try
we'll
again.
We'll touch base on Monday.
Yeah, but I would say to call in again to the broker, the 877 number, okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, Abigail.
No problem. Take care.
Bye.
Speak with you. Bye-bye.